Here's a riddle. How many students can fit into a public school building in New York City? The answer depends largely on a formula that critics say has been flawed and misused for years. The result is overcrowded schools and the loss of dedicated space for subjects like art and music. WNYC's Yasmin Khan reports that if those critics have their way, a new task force will reform how the Education Department defines school capacity.
Every year, the Education Department issues a report known as the Blue Book. It's a technical document that's hundreds of pages long and details the enrollment and capacity of school buildings and how different rooms are utilized. For the educators and parent leaders who pay close attention to the Blue Book, they say this document has been misrepresenting school capacity for years.
The formula has absolutely nothing to do with the way the building was designed.
Sarah Morgridge is a member of the Education Department's new Blue Book Task Force. It's made up of education officials, parents, and activists like Morgridge. She and others contend that to meet enrollment needs, the Education Department would artificially increase the capacity of a building by converting spaces like art rooms into classrooms or counting trailers as part of a school's capacity, even though trailers are meant to be temporary. Schools Chancellor Carmen Farina says the point of this new Blue Book task force is to put all of these concerns out on the table and have an open discussion. She says there are a lot of misconceptions with how the Education Department evaluates school space.
Listening to everybody is our first goal. And then the second goal is to come up with common vocabulary that when we actually walk into schools, when we say this space is designated for X, that everybody understands that it would be the same no matter what school you go into.
Farina warns that reforms to the Blue Book, if any, will not come overnight. And it's not even clear yet what will come out of the task force. There are some small changes in the works, though, starting with reformatting the document to make it easier to decipher. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.